Hey there, Brian here. Got a quick recommendation for you. If you're loving Bitcherton, then I think you should check out Pod and Prejudice. On Pod and Prejudice, Molly has never read any Jane Austen, and Becca is a lifelong fan. Together, they are reading through the Austen canon, chapter by chapter, and viewing those books through a modern queer feminist lens. I've actually been listening to their season on Sense and Sensibility as I read through that book for the very first time, but they've also covered Austen greats like Pride and Prejudice and Emma, and are currently in their fourth season discussing Persuasion. So if you wish you could read your favorite Austen again for the very first time, I think this is the podcast for you. Listen now at podandprejudice.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something stinks. I hope you take care to hide your dirty laundry, dearest reader. There is no doubt that this author is more than capable of sniffing out even the faintest hint of scandal. And I do so love a challenge. For I have a sneaking suspicion that someone is hiding some exquisite scuttlebutt right under my nose. So, wash the sins from your sheets, for Lady Big Withers can smell gossip a mile away. Mama, you've been sighing all morning. Is something weighing heavily on your mind?
Mama, it feels like you've been waiting for us to ask what's wrong. You've just been sighing.
Girls, I'm not sure where to begin. We all know what's happened. This has been a tough morning for all of us. This is my fourth brandy. And it's 9:30 in the morning.
You got up early.
Just trying to keep it together. You girls are my rocks.
She started a bit early this morning, didn't she, Esty?
Yeah, usually, Mama, you're not up before noon.
Usually I've gotten sleep, but I fear I didn't sleep a wink last night. I just kept thinking, whatever are we going to do? What have we done? Is God going to punish all of us?
Because we buried Papa in,
yes, because
in
we buried Papa!
Okay, just checking.
Sorry.
He was so heavy, and now he's just there lying under all that dirt. But he is buried on sacred ground at the vicar's man, so, Mama, please do not worry about his immortal soul. Papa was, despite being a horrid misogynist, a good man.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved us in his way. Never fear, Mama. Let me get you some tea.
Thank you. I suppose I have to be grateful that this is the lasting impression you have of your father. In all in due time, I'll tell you what he was really like.
What?
All in due time, girls. I shan't.
Mama,
we shan't speak ill of
that.
Death.
Who is it?
Quickly.
Mary, go get the door.
Hello.
Can I just see Esty and Gwen real quick? I just Thomas Davis.
Yes, right away. Very fast running. Ladies, Gwen, Esty, young Davis is here for you.
Did he leave? Has he just been waiting?
No, he's here. Looks like he's come fresh. Got a flower in his jacket too. Right shine for you, Miss Esty. I'll let him in. Now announcing Mr. Davis devoutly.
Thank you. Mary, you can. Would you mind excusing us real quick? Just real quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Is she gone? Does she listen at the door or anything?
Sometimes she listens.
Okay, just real quick. So everything's fine. Everything's fine now. The dog did briefly dig up a portion of Mr. Bitcherton, but I reburied him. I kicked the dog out.
Which portion?
Added a little fence. The hand and a leg and a portion of some other things. I'm not entirely sure I got everything, but I think it's mostly, I'm just saying everything's fine now. I just wanted to know there was a hiccup, and now it's all taken care of.
How gruesome.
Yeah, it was. I had a bad morning. It was not. I don't know if we should be doing this. I think we should just tell people. You know what I mean? Mrs. Bitcherton?
Davis, keep it together.
Okay,
Mama.
I'm sorry.
I hate to resort to violence, but sometimes you must.
Wait, Mama, do it again.
No! Oh! Okay. I'm on board. I'm on board.
That felt good.
The second one, I just wanted to see again.
She has her brandy strength.
It's a bit of a pent-up emotion that's all coming out. I'm sure you understand, Davis, but I apologize.
I'm just...
Cousin... Hello!
Good
morning, Cousin Violet.
Oh, yes.
Is that Davis? Did I hear Davis?
Yes. Hi.
Yes,
good morning.
Violet.
Good morning, Miss Violet.
Hi, Davis.
Hi. How's it going?
It's me. Do you remember me from yesterday?
Yes. I carried you through the mud quite a distance.
Okay, good. Yeah, sometimes people forget me after they meet me, so I was just making sure that you remembered me.
You remember me?
Yeah, okay,
100%, Miss Fire.
Okay, quick question. Is anyone else coughing up blood this morning?
Oh.
Is anyone else coughing up blood, or is that just a me thing?
How much blood are we talking? Just
A lot. a lot of blood.
Violet, would you mind... maybe just standing by the doorway. Just like
Why?
A good... Yeah, just a little bit of... in case you need to cough more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's actually a really good point. Sorry for just kind of barging in. Yeah, I'll go cough. I don't think so, but it's... I've been through worse, believe it or not. So.
Mama, why don't we open up all of the windows and... air out the room. It's hot in here all of a sudden. We should have all the windows open in ventilation.
Yes, that's a marvelous idea. Violet, if you're going to cough, please go cough out the window. I'd really like to not get blood on me this fine morning.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about not getting the blood on us. We don't yet know more than that.
Yeah. No, I would say, like, medically speaking, we don't know a whole lot at this point in time. But yeah, that sounds good to me. I can just cough my blood out the window.
Good. That's good. Oh, look out the window. Oh, it's the vicar and Basco Bouldergrove, the launderer. They're coming here to the house. Mama, our clothes are getting delivered today.
Oh, perfect. Just what we need. Two more people to enter the house. Yes. Show them in. Why not?
Dearest reader, I hope you won't find it crass if I submit to you a humble recommendation of a fine local business. If you ever find your dress stained or your jacket besmirched by any manner of offensive material, there is no one in Wooten Bassett more skilled in its removal than Basco Bouldergrove. Though there has been much speculation about exactly why he was sent to the penal colony of New South Wales, including an article or two from this very author, I would encourage you to ignore his rough and ready exterior and take comfort in the knowledge that there is no one that this author trusts more with her apparel than he. For there is nothing so dirty that Basco cannot clean.
Oh, Mr. Basco, it's so good to have you here, and, you know, I know you are one of the best launderers. Might I say, do you want to consider allowing me to bless each one of these garments? You know, I think it's very important for me to get a look at them, bless them with the Lord's energy, and see what's going on with them.
Yes, I mean, quite frankly, I don't think that God could clean them up anymore. Like you said, I am the best, but go ahead, knock yourself out.
Oh, yes. Oh, hold on. Ooh, okay. Okay, some of these are a little scandalous, you would say, huh? May the Father bless the loins and the loins to the groins. Yes, indeed. I love the Lord. Yes.
Wait. I don't like what you're doing with this.
You're
wrinkling. I'm sorry, I'm just having to look roughly.
You have them. Yes, you have them all folded. I need to make sure mine eyes, that's blessed by the Lord, gaze upon every fold. Because if
your
if not,
eyes are up there, your eyes are up there, Vicar.
Yes,
they're,
yes,
they're nowhere near.
Look, I'm looking, I'm finding. But you were saying something about they couldn't be cleaned as much as you have cleaned. Were they very dirty?
Oh,
were those
very dirty.
Dirty garments?
Oh, yes, extremely dirty. I mean, they could be more filthy.
Hold on, I have to get my prayer book out to write down these prayers that I will say, because it seems like you're working so hard, and I would like the Lord to alleviate your woes. The time
yes,
spent on the
shoulders.
You're
sweating profusely. You're sweating profusely.
Yes, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes they say I sweat holy water. I am not one to confirm it, but this is very exciting indeed.
It shouldn't be that exciting, but...
Oh, we're here. Let's fold this back. We have to fold, let's fold it.
Yes,
fold
please
it
do. Please. Was that blood coming out of the window?
Sorry, I didn't see you there. Sorry about that.
Oh, Violet.
It's all on the laundry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Violet. You've ruined the garments.
Violet, did you cough your dirty blood onto my favorite petticoat that I was going to wear for my entrance into society? Mama, please do something. Make this right.
Okay, because here's the thing. You said cough out the window. I coughed out the window. I didn't know there was going to be laundry outside
Mama,
the window.
This is so unfair.
Oh, come. We have bigger fish to fry at the moment. Violet, may I just be the first to say, why you, I oughta. But having said that, please refrain from coughing on any more of our neighbors.
Oh, okay. So
excuse
just now
me.
I can't cough at all. Okay.
Excuse me.
Oh, Basco.
Can someone open the door, please?
Forgive me. Davis.
I hate to just have a conversation
through
the window.
Get the door.
Yes,
so we can
sorry,
stop talking
sorry,
through
sorry.
The bloody window.
Evening, Mr. Bordergrove. Or good morning, Mr. Bordergrove.
What?
It's 9:30, Davis.
I haven't slept, as you well know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, father.
Yes. Davis, what kept you out all night, might I ask?
I was...
There was a pack of wild dogs barking loudly. I heard last night. Also kept me up.
I was gardening. I was in the garden gardening. And there were dogs.
Dogs in the garden.
Your hands are so dirty.
All of the things that I said are true, and there's no need to investigate them further.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I will believe you. I'm just your dirty hands. Some people, you know, I get some interesting confessions, and there's, you know, me and the other vicars have been talking, and there's been a new trend of some folks taking dirt and rubbing it on the unmentionable areas of the opposite sex so that they can experience
please not in front
romance.
Of my
I wasn't,
daughter
I wasn't doing
outside
that.
Of wedlock.
I wasn't doing that
Vicar.
For sure.
I've done that before.
Of course you have, Violet.
Cousin, this is scandalous. Please, everyone, I am but 16, a very innocent, plausible 16 years old. Please, everyone, have some decorum.
Of course.
I'm sorry. That was meant to be a private conversation with me and my son. I did not mean to sully.
You did not notice that there were several other people in the room, Vicar.
Sometimes I lock in when I look at my son. And I wonder what's happening with him when I don't see him come to bed at night.
I do
see
understand.
Dirty hands.
A parent's love does conquer all, which is why I must say on behalf of my daughters, please keep it together. And thank you, Gwendolyn, for keeping us grounded.
I'm so glad you have come to speak to me. I really have some things
you
I need to discuss.
You came here, to be clear.
Vicar, you followed me. You followed me to the door.
Mr. Bordergrove, I'm so sorry. We're being rude. You brought us laundry covered in blood, yes?
Yeah. Well, I didn't bring it to you covered in blood. Let's be accurate. When I brought them over, they were perfectly clean. Isn't that correct, Vicar?
The first I laid eyes on it, it had blood on it.
That's a good point. We don't know. Maybe you put the blood there.
No,
maybe it wasn't even
no,
for me.
I can confirm that, Violet, your blood is what sullied this. I went through, I blessed all of the clothes, all of the
thank
folds,
you.
And
these
did arrive very clean.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I don't mean to be difficult, but blood-covered clothes aren't something we should pay for, I don't
okay.
think.
This is a good point.
Right.
Thank you, Esty.
Mr. Boldergrove, can you get that blood out of my petticoat now, before the ball?
Yes, Lord Bitcherton has a secret well that isn't used for drinking at all. It was soiled. It came with disease. And now he only uses it to clean things. I do believe that I can use that. If I can just make my way to the back here with these clothes, I can get this washed up for you here in no time at all.
Oh, a disease well.
Patience.
That's me.
I haven't spoken with the Lord in some time.
Well, he's all around us at all times. Oh, you mean my husband. Oh, the other Lord. Now I'm with it.
Yes, can you just have him contact me? I just like to run over the weekly prayers with him. But I will guide Basco to this secret well that...
Yes, back in the garden.
What we can do is have him, if you just need to talk about prayers, we can have him write you a letter. We'll bring it on over and it'll all be well.
Well.
Okay. You know... I do prefer in person, but yes, right now we can, with everything going, I can take a letter.
With all the blood being coughed, I suppose we can't be too careful.
Yes. I just want an update on something that he specifically asked me to pray on. So do remember to have him add that to the letter, please. I am worried about something he quite wanted me to pray on.
Okay, I will absolutely clean the blood off of these clothes today, but I can't just keep doing this for free. Now, this has been weeks that I have needed to get these bills rectified, so we need a plan for that. Just so you know.
Of course, yes. And remind us, how much do we owe you?
Oh, it's a lot. Well, let me see here. Let me dig this out.
2 weeks, that's nothing. Yes. We can handle that.
Here, look at that.
Oh, Mama, I would show this to you, but I wouldn't want you to faint again. So, this is no problem, Mr. Boldergrove. A little higher than I expected, but we have that, and we'll give it to you right away.
Fantastic. Great. Uh-huh. Where's Lord Bitcherton?
Great. Right. He would be the one to hand you the money. And
obviously.
Let us just go.
We'll go get him, is what we'll do. Yes. We'll go mm-hmm. get right. him and get the money. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh,
thank
Mama,
you.
I thought Papa had left earlier today on some urgent business and he is not at home.
Of course. How could I forget? Pardon. Must have been the 4 brandies before 10 a.m.
Okay,
that's
well,
right.
Once we get the laundry finished, then he should be back by then, and then we'll collect it then.
Well, you know, sometimes business in town can take some time. Basco, why don't you just, Gwen, why don't you take him out back to the well, the your father's secret laundry well, and we'll collect your money, Basco.
Thank you.
Wait a second. So that well, was that the well I drank out of yesterday?
Hmm. Oh, you have a little blood on your
could that
chin,
be,
Violet.
Could that
you
well
would be violently
me...
ill if you drank out of that well.
Okay, so that explains the blood. No, that explains the blood. That explains the blood.
Oh, the blood's coming out of your nose now, too, Violet.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Right this way, Mr. Boldergrove. Please follow me.
Okay. Davis?
Yes, Father?
We will have a talk later. About how things work.
Okay.
And maybe your crushes.
No, we don't...
the women that you're in love with.
We don't... Just go.
You might be gallivanting around town.
You've got to chill.
Davis, can you help me with these? Can you help me carry this?
Yes, Pascal, thank you.
Okay, yes.
I can't carry anything because I'm but 16.
I got it. Let's go, Basco. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, yeah. Let's get out of there.
Bugs. They're remarkably small and come in more varieties than you could count, even if you happen to be particularly good at counting. They're also, since the advent of the Mysteriocalypse, the ones in charge. Oh, there are still cats and squirrels and fish, but humans having gone the way of the dinosaur, whatever that is, the world they left behind is decidedly more chitinous and scuttly than it used to be. And it's this new, ugly world that Pico lets you explore. By solving mysteries, by roaming through ruins, by battling beasts, and by riding cats or other animals trained as Pico Titans, friendly to adventurous bugs and just as willing to wander. Pico is a tabletop role-playing game by Felix Isaacs, the creator of The Wild Sea, for 2 to 6 players, a Wild Words game about small adventures in a very, very big world. Pico is now live on Kickstarter. That's P-I-C-O on Kickstarter.
If you want to try Dungeons & Dragons but don't know where to start, you should know about startplaying.com. D&D rulebooks can be overwhelming and playing with experienced players as a newbie can be intimidating. But at startplaying.com, they make it so easy to find a beginner-friendly D&D game. Plus, they've got this great new feature to help you find that perfect game. It's their Learn to Play D&D quiz. Just answer a few short questions and they'll match you with a professional dungeon master and a bunch of other new players so everyone at the table can learn the game together. And you don't need to worry about creating a character or buying dice or anything else that might be getting in your way. All you need to do is start playing. And if you want to try other tabletop games like Good Society or Orbital Blues or The Wild Sea, you can find those too. So if you want to slay some dragons and make some friends, head on over to startplaying.com. Are you looking for your next tabletop RPG adventure? Tabletop Bookshelf is a new place to find the best TTRPGs and solo games, including titles featured on the many-sided media network like Orbital Blues, Project Echo, and The Wild Sea. With a carefully curated selection and new arrivals every week, you'll find everything from stunning hardcovers to imported zines, fresh takes on fantasy to solo mystery horror. Every purchase is packed with care and shipped directly to your door. As a many-sided media listener, you can now get 10% off your first order with code MSM10. That's MSM10, now through New Year's Eve. And if your order is over $50, shipping is free. So join thousands of other TTRPG explorers and discover your next great adventure at tabletopbookshelf.com. So, Gwen, there's a secret well on your property that I wasn't aware of?
We've always called it the secret well, but everyone knows that it's there and that you really shouldn't drink out of it. Because we had an uncle who was very, not to speak ill of the dead, rather detestable, and he did drink out of it and did die after coughing up quite a bit of blood.
Should we find a doctor for Violet?
Maybe.
Yes, you're finally making good decisions, son. I decided to come back here, too.
No, Dad. No,
to keep my
Dad.
Yes.
Yes. Gwen, yes. can I just yes. Bar you over here for just a quick second?
Yes, yes. What is it?
I cannot lie to my father. I'm not saying I won't lie to my father for you. I'm saying that he will know if I lie. So whatever happens next, you need to help me out, because if he asks the question, is Lord Bitcherton buried under the earth of our cottage?
What?
He will know
he's
if I'm
lying. He's
not going
to ask that.
He asks very specific questions sometimes, and he always knows when people are lying. So I'm just saying, like, okay, just help me deflect if need be, okay? Because if he asks me a question, and it will give you guys, I'm not saying I won't lie. I'm saying I can't lie to him.
All right. So all we've got to do is just steer the conversation away into areas where it's impossible for him to ask anything about Papa or specific questions or anything like that.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay, son, enough okay. with the hey. Whispering.
Okay.
It is time for me to... I'm just going to come out and ask it. Yes, no. I need to know, son, where last night were you burying those lips on someone... Sweet.
Mr. Boldergrove, I am simply so excited about making my debut in society and
wow,
I know
you're making your debut!
I am, exactly. And I know that what a young girl, soon to become a lady, wears as her debut is very important. So,
very important.
So,
yes.
What else are people wearing? What are people wearing in the town? So I don't double
Let's
up.
Let's talk about this.
Thank you, Gwen. Thank you.
Yes. Well, they're wearing very structured blouses and big, billowy dresses. No veils. Veils are
Ooh.
Out this.
Oh.
Veils are
I
out
have
this
to get
year.
My prayer book. Give me one second. Ooh. I have to pray on these. I really want a good season for you, Gwen. It's been very hard on my heart, wondering what may happen. But we have to find out what's happening with everyone. This is a good strategy. So, Basco, I want to hear about what everyone's wearing. I want to know who has the dirtiest laundry to pray on it, of course. And any other clothing details that pertains to all the polite society that we deal with.
Especially my longtime rival, Charlotte Green, who everyone knows I absolutely detest. What's she wearing?
Well, Charlotte Green, she's wearing, mostly green. And her undergarments are not particularly dirty. Honestly, Vicar, you've had the dirtiest underwear of everyone that I've ever... It's the most soiled.
I had no clue it's that constant. The vicar's underwear was up for discussion, but sure, go ahead. Yes.
Basco, what was that? Did you say that one more time, just for me?
That the vicar's underwear was honestly the most... Oh, was I not supposed to...
Yes, no, but you've been saying it. Yes.
Father.
I've got some cheeses from... Some of the finest French villages, and sometimes it causes, some problems.
I know cheese stains, and those are no cheese stains. Not from this region, at least.
So this is why I just do my own laundry.
Yeah, we can tell, Violet. I'm sorry.
Respectfully, we can tell.
We can.
Wow.
Anyway, this is why, I mean, money doesn't grow on trees. And Violet, this is why we simply can't afford to send you to the doctor at the moment. Not that we are hard up.
No.
But this laundry bill isn't going to pay itself. So,
We could move. We could move before they come back.
Oh, my sweet Esty. You always have the brightest ideas, and I love you for that. But, my dear, let's maybe move some furniture to find the money. I just can't seem to remember where my dear husband, my vivacious husband, seemed to have put the money.
Well, okay, can't we just, like, send a carrier pigeon to Uncle Ernie? Like, where is Uncle Ernie? He'll probably just be able to tell us where there's money.
As mentioned, he's out on business, and I, as a woman, could never trouble my... thoughts with his thoughts of his business. So,
and we had those lovely pigeons for dinner last night, so
this
how
is true.
Will we ever send a message?
Yes, we did. We did eat my favorite pigeon.
Yeah. Henry was tasty.
Rest in peace, Henry. We'll miss him. Anyway, yes, let's move some furniture. Perhaps the chaise lounge. Esty, would you like to grab one end?
Sure.
Violet, make yourself useful. Come away from the away from the window.
I got it. I can do it. Completely on my own. Here, look. Oh. There you go. You're in the air.
Oh, yes. Okay, the arm wrestling champion strikes again. Very good.
Even under the weather,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's making herself useful.
I told you I'm strong. Mm-hmm. I'm just lifting it up with one arm. Here, I'm going to do some squats. Take a look at this.
Oh, I don't know what a squat. Oh, I know what a squat is.
Yeah, that's a squat. That's called a squat. Look at that.
Kind of scary.
Here, Esty, sit on the couch. Sit on
okay,
the couch.
Girls, are you sit sure? on the please.
Couch. Okay,
please.
Sit.
Well,
sit.
Mama, she's saying, okay, I'll, look sit, at I'll this. Sit on it. Oh, there goes the ground.
Look at that. Okay. I can fully lift the couch and Esty.
I would like to get down. Right, there you go.
Safe.
Thank you, Violet.
Thank you, Violet, as always.
So no money under there, that's for sure.
No money under there. Yes, Esty on the couch. I'm going to check the chamber pot.
Okay.
Chamber pot? I just peed in that.
Oh.
I did not see any money when I peed. You don't have to look in there. That's
kind of meant under the chamber pot, not in the chamber pot.
Okay, because I was going to say I peed in the chamber pot, so like there's no money there, that's for sure.
I'm gonna go to the study, I think. I'm going to go to Papa's study.
I'll come with you, Esty. Violet, you can stay by the window.
Am I like being forced to socially isolate? Like, I feel like you're... Like, next you're going to ask me to wear a mask. Like, this is insane.
No. I don't understand. Socially isolate?
It just feels like you're social. Like, I'm socially isolating.
If this was anything, I would call it social distancing.
All right, I'll just distance.
Esty, come. Let's check the study.
If I know anything about Papa, is that he has ledgers. So let's take a look at that.
Please, Esty, please. These old bones of mine, they can't move as quickly as they used to. Please check the study.
Yes,
check the desk.
I will do it. Yes. Okay.
I'm pouring myself another brandy.
Oh, from Papa's stash.
From his special stash. It's 11 o'clock somewhere, and that is here. It is 11 a.m.
It's 11 a.m. here.
Yes.
It seems like Papa's ledgers, well...
Give it to me straight.
They're just full of little drawings of naked women.
Full of drawings of naked women?
Well, like little doodles, I think. Nothing
little
serious.
Little doodles. Doodads. Doodles. Of women.
Yeah, I guess you could call them doodads.
Unfortunately, Esty, this is not news to me, but this is clearly news to you.
You already knew?
I knew about the nudie doodles. I thought they'd gone away for a while, but... Oh, no, there's our neighbour, unfortunately. I'd recognise her bosom anywhere. Oh, the actions they're doing are detestable. He really had quite a dirty mind.
Well, my main concern is that there's no books. There's no bookkeeping. Oh, wait. Okay, under this... woman, there's a little number, and it appears to be negative. It appears that we owe a lot of money. I don't really see how the math got to this, but
not again. I can't take
not
it
again. Mama, please have some more brandy.
Oh, please.
Please sit down, drink.
It's 11:04 somewhere. And that's
right now.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes.
I'm glad you know the time.
Esty, I have to say, I don't feel good about this. Your father, he would sketch more nudie doodles when we weren't doing well. When he would place bets and he would lose everything. Hence his stress would rise and so would the number of nudie doodles.
Oh, so the nudie doodles were a way to self-soothe?
Yes, this is not looking good.
There's a lot of nudie doodles.
Nudie doodles are self-soothed. It's not looking good.
It does seem like he at least wrote down the I don't know if these are initials. He wrote down a lot of letters of maybe people he owes money to. There's a lot of potential names here.
Oh, perfect. Great. Excellent. This has happened before, unfortunately. This is what I was afraid of.
Oh.
I can't believe he would leave us like this and then go off and... I can't say it.
You don't have to, Mama. Drop dead.
Okay, yes, drop dead. So, okay, here's the situation. There's no money.
Uh-huh.
There's negative money, actually.
Yes.
So, Esty, you're going to have to take over from here because I've got five brandies in me and it's... I don't know how to handle myself. What do we do? What do we tell them? We need these dresses.
I know. Gwen has her big coming out to society, and I want it to go well for her.
Of course. It's really our only hope is for her to do well and marry well, and if we don't have the dresses for the ball, all is lost all over again.
It's a lot of pressure to put on one daughter.
Well, I would put it on two, but we all know what happened.
Do you want to talk about it?
Not right now, I don't, Esty.
Okay.
Okay,
maybe one day?
Maybe one day.
It's been a few years.
Maybe one day, but we need to figure out what to tell Basco.
Oh, you're really using your hands so much, so manual.
Yeah.
And the blood
That's
is
how you
kind
do it.
Of coming out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it takes a while. You need a whole lot of upper body strength. That's something that I got while I was stuck in the penal colony of New South Wales. You could do a lot of arm wrestling and pull-ups on the monkey bars and...
I can hear your push-ups. Australian accent. Really quite strong.
Is that coming through?
Yes.
I've been trying to get rid of it, but as you can see, you can bring the man out of the penal colony of New South Wales, Australia, but you can't get the penal colony of New South Wales, Australia out of the man. Okay, so we're making a little bit of progress there.
Such a strong accent. I can only understand like about half what you're saying. It's really so, so thick. But that is remarkable. Well, tell me, did you learn to do laundering in the penal colony?
Yeah, there were a lot of dirt. As you can imagine, the laundry, very dirty. Lots of blood. Lots of blood, vomit, all kinds of human, vile, disgusting fluids that you can think of.
And the wine.
You wouldn't even imagine. The wine.
And the wine, yes. The Pinot colony.
No, Vicar, no.
It's the Pinot.
Penal.
So you've been saying Pinot. I've been thinking Pinot colony. I was like, oh, what's such a great place for wine? You know, the noir.
No, father, I don't think we should antagonize him. His forearms are larger than his biceps.
Yeah, he's
know.
Very strong. I genuinely got excited. I thought I was, you know.
He shook my hands once, and I'm pretty sure I broke something.
Yes.
Well, I broke something. A man's face.
Oh!
This is why I got sent to the penal colony of New South Wales.
Oh! When you say that, your forearms really do bulge out and your eyes almost kind of pop out of your head.
Well, you know, that's sometimes you have to do what you have to do when people can't pay their bills.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't. We're one of the wealthiest families in Wootton Bassett, so we always pay our bills.
Yes, of course. You all are safe. Of course, you're safe. You always pay your bills, and I never have any problems. But you'd be surprised. The Richardsons, that's a whole other story. Just thinking about it, I'm going to gouge their eyes out. You know what I mean? Okay, that one's done. Look at that.
Wow, you got all the blood out.
Rubbed it right out.
Yes. Wow, it seemed like as you got angrier, how quickly the blood got out.
I honestly think the blood got scared of him.
Well, tell us more about the Richardsons, Basco.
No, there won't be a whole lot to discuss, I'm telling you. There won't be any talking. That's the last thing that will be happening. Maybe some screaming, some mumbling. take their heads like this. Here, give me that other one.
Whoa, okay. Yes, you're working so quick. And I gotta say, this is very interesting hearing this, because I did see Lord Richardson spending quite some money at the, you know, gambling halls. So I
did.
I
you? Gambled.
Yes.
That's very good to know. So he's at the gambling halls, is he?
Yes.
He likes to hang out. At around, the 13th hour, probably. That's when most people go to gamble. I could just be waiting outside there for him. He won't know what's coming.
Ooh, yes. Okay.
Give me another one.
Yes, I will.
Look at him go.
Gwen, can I borrow you over here real
yes,
quick?
Yes, yes. I think I would be so shocked by all of this, except for the presence of the dear vicar, so I know that anything is said in his presence is
that's right.
Good with come on. God.
You know you gotta get out of there.
Yes, Davis?
Gwen, I just want to double check. You're Esty and Mrs. Bitcherton, you know where all the money is, right? Like you guys have the money to pay Basco?
The money?
I haven't seen Teddy Richardson, Mr. Richardson's son, in a couple of weeks, and now some things are kind of clicking in my head. And I'm just saying you guys have the money, right?
The only money that I've ever known about was the small change Papa gave us for sweets at the country fair.
Okay.
But a girl of 16.
That one's done.
Oh, yes. Oh, what's good? What a good show. Basco, I know Lord Bitcherton quite well, and I trust him, and I know his funds, and I know he is right to settle the debt. I'll say, if they are unable to pay you today, you can ring up the life from me and my son. You can start with us.
That's a hyperbole. We don't need to really enter into consideration.
We're just joking, son, because Lord Bitcherton will take care of it. Yes, you could actually start with my son. You can start, you can ring his neck.
You hear that, Davis? You hear that?
Your forearms.
Well, thank you for stepping up. I really do appreciate that.
Oh, yes.
If you'll excuse me, I'm all feeling rather, faint, so I'm going to get out of this hot sun and go quickly walk back to the house. Mama, Esty, oh, quick, they're following right behind me. We must find the money to pay him, or I fear our very, not just our mortal souls, but our very lives may be in danger.
Our very lives?
Right. Now it's time to square up off the bill, isn't it? The bill is ready, I suppose. Otherwise, Davis is dead, you know. Isn't that right, Davis?
Wow. Esty, why don't you guys pay the man? His forearms are the size of my waist right now.
Oh my goodness, they're bulging.
It sounds like things really escalated outside.
Basco Bouldergrove, right?
Yes, that's my name.
Basco, oh my god, do you recognize me? Violet Bitcherton, we did the same circuit, the same arm wrestling circuit.
Oh, yes.
In Bath?
In Bath, yeah.
Yes, you have quite the reputation.
Yeah, and you
Violet,
do too.
Violet?
Oh.
The Raging Bitcherton?
Yeah, Violent Violet, that's me.
Wow, okay,
so
I did not recognize
you
at all. Yes, I guess it's good to see you as well.
Hey, let me ask, are you doing the circuit this year? I've been training. Are you doing it? Are you entering it?
Yeah. You said you are, or I mean,
I'm doing the arm wrestling circuit. Are you doing it this year?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I'll see you September 23rd.
I think what Cousin Violet means to say is that she'll be attending to her dancing lessons and working on her French grammar, as, you know, violent delights have no place for a lady in society. Isn't that right, Violet?
Gwen, quite the opposite. Actually, that's not at all what's happening. I will be fully committed to winning the circuit this year. And I've been training extensively, been doing a lot of test runs, a lot of competitions. And I'm looking forward to it, Basco. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Okay.
Oh, you two old friends. Why wait for the circuit? Why don't you two square up right here in the lounge?
Mama, what are you saying?
In the lounge.
Mama, why?
Are you just bored for entertainment, Mama? That's so unladylike.
Lady Bridgerton, I don't know if you can see Basco's forearms, but they've doubled in size since I've seen him.
Davis, I don't know if you saw, but Violet was doing something called a squat with a chaise lounge and Esty on it. And I think we should make it interesting.
Oh?
Oh!
What do we have in mind?
Oh, what's something we could bet? Hmm. Anyone have any ideas?
What if it's, this is just off the top of my head, but what if it's, oh, let's say the bill for our laundry?
A marvelous idea, Gwendolyn. Oh. You're so bright.
Thank you, Mama. I see what's going on. Okay, cool. Yeah, I got it.
Violet, Basco?
Okay, I mean, I'm definitely going to win, so I guess there's no reason why I shouldn't.
And then we would owe you more money, so...
Yes, exactly.
Win-win for you.
Right.
I say everyone come into the formal dining hall. This calls for a change of fancy scenery.
Okay, so just to clarify, so if Basco wins, he wins an additional full bill, so double the bill that you all owe, and then if I win, I don't actually win anything. It's just that your bill is forgiven?
Well,
is that so? I don't really like win anything if I win.
I mean,
Violet, you're part of our family. You're part of the Bridgerton families, and
yeah, it's a family thing.
You know what?
What,
Davis? That is a great idea from you,
what?
Davis.
Which idea?
Would love to go out with you, Violet.
If I win,
If
I win, I get a date with Davis.
It's
settled. Yep, sounds good.
Let's do it.
Excellent.
This sounds wonderful.
Great idea, Davis. Coming from you,
like a 3-person date with like you, me, and Violet, and just
3-person.
Kind of a
person.
I'm only doing it if it's just me and Davis.
Well, then, darn. I think it'll just be the two of you.
Yes. Mm. And that will help you focus, Davis.
Oh, no, Father.
On the date at hand, and you must make it a great date.
No.
Make sure of it. Don't worry. I must buy you a new suit.
Perfect, then it's settled. Let's have Violet and Basco square up. Or whatever.
Oh, Violet. Here, take this handkerchief. Cough into this.
That is a lot of blood. I'm sorry.
It looks like when the local cows give birth in the spring. My goodness.
No matter. That's what Mary is for.
That's right, ma'am. I love to do it.
Mama, I just want to double check that this is a good idea. We already owe so much money, and Violet seems so sick.
If I believe in anything, I believe in Violet's arm wrestling abilities.
Really? That's the one thing you believe in?
At the moment, yes. That is my North Star.
Okay.
We have no other choice, Esty.
I think I just fainted, like, while standing up.
All right, look alive, Violet. Briefly. Look alive.
Okay.
Get it together, Violet.
Bring the smelling salts. Mary, bring them in,
yes.
Please.
Here they are, ma'am.
Yeah!
Oh, God, we got a live one. She's got a bit of blood on her. All right. Not all in today. Formal dining room is prepared. Entrez-vous.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
All right.
At this end of the table, Violet. She's come all the way from Bath, and will it be a bloodbath tonight?
Woo!
And on this side of the table, Basco Baldergrove, the launderer from Down Under. He's from New South Wales, and he's here to give us a new style of arm wrestling.
Woo!
Let's get ready to arm
wrestle. Wow, she's really got some lungs.
Of a talent.
Thank you.
That was, wow.
Truly impressive.
One breath.
All right.
circuit rules.
Elbows on the table.
Well, it seems like neither of them have done this before.
Right.
One. All right.
Let me get my...
And...
Wait, I just want to position. Okay, there we go.
Okay, hold on.
I'm worried.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Sorry about that.
Oh, disgusting. Yeah, it's all in my eye.
Sorry, and ugh. One, two, three,
sorry.
Go.
Sorry.
Other
oh, my God. It's really going back and forth.
Oh, Basco's got it for sure. Oh,
oh no.
Come on, Valet. Come on, Valet.
Yes. Oh, yes, please. Please, I heard this.
Basco, go. Basco, go.
Oh, no, they knocked a whole tray of forks over. Why were those on
Basco,
the
table?
Go.
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 Go. Oh, no.
Change my son's life.
That was easy.
You've done it, Violet! You've done it!
Well, what a day. What a morning we've had. Violet, she did it again for the first time in
sure
front of our eyes. And Basco, a bet's a bet. So I suppose we need to take that bill and tear it into a million tiny pieces and throw it in the chamber pot?
Are you drunk?
Maybe so, Violet, maybe so.
Yes, a bet is a bet. I don't know how I'm going to eat this week, but I guess that's okay.
Doesn't sound like our problem.
Good day.
Bye, Basco. I'll see you on the circuit.
Good tidings, Basco. You did great. You did great.
This is really fantastic. I know Basco's gone off crying, but... I think this really shows there's nothing we can't accomplish when we Bitcherton women stick together.
Yeah.
Wow, what a beautiful message, my sweet, sweet Gwen.
You know what I just realized? Me and Davis get to go on a date, like a real date.
That's right!
That's so exciting!
What a beautiful bonus!
How long does a date typically last?
Oh, you get to decide that, Davis.
Yes, and it could be as long as you need. You know, I've prayed on it.
Violet, are you okay? You're kind of swaying a little bit.
Whoa!
Hey! Whoa! Easy! Oh!
Oh! There she goes!
Oh, Violet!
Oh! Quick! Call a doctor!
No! Don't get a doctor. I vomit blood all the time.
That's not okay.
Listen, Davis.
Yes.
Davis.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we start at sun up.
Are you okay? You're looking a little
breakfast in bed.
She's passed out again.
Oh, she's back.
Hey, no, I'm back. It's fine. Just continue as if the fainting's not happening.
Violet, maybe you should just lay down and stop talking.
No. What? It's fine. If I hit my head, I hit my head. It's not a big deal. If I hit my head, I hit my head.
Oh, okay. That's okay, usually not what people say.
Sun up, breakfast. Okay. Corn dogs. You like corn dogs? It's a bath thing. Okay.
Oh.
It's a bath thing. So we have corn dogs. And then I'm thinking we go on a 5-hour long hike, just the two of us.
She's passed out again.
Okay, Violet, why don't we?
Sorry.
We'll talk about this later. Let's get you to a doctor, okay?
I might need mouth to mouth.
Do it.
Well. I don't know.
It's for life.
We're dating
professional.
Now.
It's for life.
Get a professional.
We can't afford that.
I must admit, I am impressed. You have washed and you have scrubbed and you have cleaned the skeletons from your closet. And though I am not so easily deterred, even the finest of bloodhounds can be distracted by a whiff of something new. So, for now, I will be turning my finely tuned nose away from this expertly concealed gossip to sniff around a newly budding romance. But you needn't fear, my darling reader, for I can report that I most certainly have the scent. Ever in your service,
the Lady Big Withers. Ta-ta for now.
Bitcherton features the voice talents of Brian Flaherty, Katie Maravich, Iffy Wadiway, Alex Song Shaw, Carolyn Page, and Cassie Wilson, and featuring Raphael Chastang as Basco Bouldergrove. Raphael Chastang is a comedian and actor who can be seen on Netflix's Pretty Smart and The G Word. Bitcherton is produced under the SAG-AFTRA Independent Podcast Contract. This episode was produced by Elliot Davis and Brian Flaherty. Special thanks to our associate producers, Judith Hepworth, Zach Zane Nelson, and Andrew Sechin. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. To listen to the talkback of this episode and read Lady Big Wither's gossip sheet, join us on our Patreon. Bitcherton is a many-sided media production. Ta-ta!